Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Ed Moya, senior market analyst over at Oanda. Ed, look, it's a bloodbath today. Again, it seems like we're entering almost every week and seeing a lot of red on a wide range of sectors. Today is just one of those days where, quite honestly, I don't really see anything up except for volatility. And that's because the markets are dropping. The NASDAQ's down over 3%. Russell 2000, the small cap stocks, those are 2.5% down. So again, some of the higher risk stocks are lower. S&P is also down over 2% though. Gold, silver, they're all down. Across the board, we are continuing to see investors simply sell assets, whether safe haven or risk on assets. Ed, what's your takeaway from this environment where it's not just today, but today's a great example of how much fear is in investors' heads?
There is a complete sell-off here. It's every asset class, and right now, I think you're having there's a lot of confidence that's been lost. Just hearing the amount of bear market calls, we've had the Nasdaq in bear market territory for some time, but I think investors right now, what they're looking at is inflation. It's running at the fastest pace in decades. And the Fed is going to be on a course where they're going to deliver a couple, decent size rate hikes. And the argument's going to be made that they need to do more. And you're also going to see that same aggressive tightening be done with the ECB, with the Bank of England, and I think a lot of the other major central banks. I think a lot of traders are expecting China's PBOC to possibly ease this week. This was supposed to be the time where we're talking about a strong recovery. And you know what? We have two big geopolitical risks. We have the war in Ukraine, which has shown that it's not ending anytime soon. What's also been really difficult for a lot of traders to get a better assessment of is China's COVID situation, which has really kind of spearheaded some of these supply chain problems, which probably will persist for quite some time. You have too many short-term risks right now that there's been this complete abandonment of buying the dip. And right now it just seems that you have so many investors that they're just going to cash, or if they are trying to become a little bit more speculative and say, well, still, these are more short-term drivers. They're not buying the underlying; they're buying in the options market. So you're not necessarily seeing your typical Wall Street move here, where buying the NASDAQ, it's down 24% year to date. If that's being done mostly in options, well, that's kind of going to just lead to more market volatility. I think right now this is just a very difficult period because there's it's a one-way trade. It's sell risky assets, and that's why you've seen the dollar get pumped up higher here.
Well, Ed, is it also possible that there's been a sea change with the actual market players? Maybe not necessarily some of the institutional funds, although it could trickle over them, but especially the retail investors. A year or two ago, the government was passing out helicopter money and people felt pretty good and home prices were screaming higher and their assets were screaming higher. And the environment was very speculative. There was a lot NFTs and SPACs and cryptos and meme stocks and growth tech stocks, everything, biotech stocks, everything was surging higher. But now, a year later, a lot of those gains have been wiped out. And so there aren't as many people to buy the dip because some people got their clocks cleaned. And also there's a little bit different situation in that families are not just eating through their savings, they're now living on credit. I mean, I saw an article that came out over the weekend that said that in February they were expecting $18 million in consumer credit, and it came out to be $52 billion in consumer credit. So almost 2 to 3 times what they were expecting, which means people are living off credit cards now. Isn't that affecting the way they can buy the dip in this kind of a market?
Yeah, I really think, the consumer is compared from a year ago, they're seeing fuel costs 70% higher. If they were buying a used car, it's roughly over 30% higher. Food is like 9%, apparel 7%, shelter is like 5%. So there's just everything got more expensive, and you lost all that free money. And what's happening is that you're also, I think, in corporate America, starting to see that, people's raises are not matching inflation. There's this fear that there has been this kind of that the labor market peak has been put in place, and that you're looking at a very difficult time, because when you look at how the job market's been, you typically want to see much more strength, before we see things peak. But now it seems that these growth concerns, we're not going to be able to get away from them because of what inflation has done, and because of the path of tightening, the delayed path of tightening that the Fed has taken. So now what's happening for the retail trader? Buying the dip, or meme stock trading, what worked during the pandemic is no longer working. And right now, like some of the favorite stocks, like buying Tesla, that is not working at all as well. So you're not seeing them evolve and go into, let me take advantage of the move in the treasury markets, or embrace this dollar trade. And that's what's been very difficult for the retail trader. So now it's like, how much more momentum, do these current trends have? And I think that there could still be some legs behind some of this moves, but ultimately a lot of this Fed tightening has been priced in. And you'll probably start to see, if we see some optimism with regard to some of the key risks as far as commodity prices go, then you could see maybe some stabilization occur. But right now, there's not many touting to aggressively buy these dips in stocks. So until you start to see that happen, you'll probably see, there will be a much more cautious tone by the majority of Wall Street.
It's not just the risk on that's getting sold off, though. The risk off, that is also getting hit quite hard, which just shows investors pulling money broadly out of any sort of investments. Ed, do you see any light at the end of the tunnel for these safe haven assets to eventually get some sort of rotation into them, outside of course, the US dollar, which has been performing very strong?
I think right now, when you take a look at some of these other safe haven trades, I think that gold has been a fascinating one. It looked like there was an opportunity that, okay, if the dollar peak was put in place, then maybe gold could resume its role as a safe haven. Today gold is down pretty sharply, down another percent. And for gold, I think that you're very vulnerable here if you see prices break below 1830. But if prices, for right now we're at around 1862. But I'm starting to see that over the past year, there's been some strong support for gold around that 1800 level. So I think that if you had gold fall to 1830, I think that might be an area where you might have some gold bugs become a little bit more interested in buying that type of dip. Because I think that a much more, a greater move in the dollar is going to be a lot harder right now. Even, you can argue that, yes, the bond market sell-off could continue and we could be talking 3.25 for the 10-year in a couple of weeks' time. But I would say that, that should not be the base case just yet. So I think that, there's a lot of weight being put into this inflation report. And if it does come in as expected, we could see a little bit of relief here for that move in the dollar. And if that happens, that in theory should be good news for gold. So, but right now, short term, over the next, 48 hours, gold is still vulnerable right now.
Well, Ed, I'm curious to get your thoughts on how much trading right now is really trading on fundamentals, like whether it's people looking at earnings reports or people looking at, growth estimates or people looking at supply-demand fundamentals, and how much of it is really just technical trading, where once momentum gets going in a technical basis to the downside, it tends to build on itself, just like it does if it's growing to the upside. So from your perspective, is it more important to be looking at the Chinese lockdowns and how those are affecting commodities, or is it just the technical trading that we're seeing in all these markets that's just driving the narrative at the current point in time?
For this week, technical. It's been mostly technical. We're breaking lots of key technical levels. As far as news flow go, there's nothing that has been truly newsworthy to really trigger S&P down to 2.4%, Nasdaq almost down 3%, and Bitcoin down over 6%. You're seeing a lot of breakouts here, and some of that is solely off of technical selling momentum. I think right now you're probably going to continue to see enhanced market volatility just because of how traders were positioned. And I think there was kind of this expectation that Monday, Tuesday were going to be somewhat calm, waiting for that inflation report in the middle of the week. And now, that's not what happened. You're continuing to see a lot more of that weakness. I think it's important to stay on top of those fundamentals, because once China's battle against COVID, once that kind of shows signs of improving, that's going to be one of your potential catalysts for the reversal. But right now, this is still a difficult environment. I think, we're going to be hearing from lots of Fed speak. And I think the pushback is going to be that, some are going to say Fed needs to do more. Some will say we're, properly doing what we need to fight inflation. Whether people are pricing in maybe another 25 or 50 basis points and rate increases for the year, that should not really move the needle as much, because I think the majority of the Fed tightening has been, priced in. So to about 250 basis points for the year, from now on. So I think the market is right now mostly trading technical, but I think once we get past the inflation report, and once we see how the EU convinces Hungary to sign on to that ban on Russian energy, then we'll probably get a good handle on where markets can go.
All right, Ed, I don't think there's much more to say about these markets other than whether you think it's technical or whether you think it's just emotions that people are getting pretty concerned out there. To Shad's point, though, we've also seen bad earnings also crush certain stocks. So it's just a tough market out there. It doesn't matter what sector you are in. This happens when everybody starts to rush for the exits, is that we see red almost fully across the board in every sector. So let's see where this sell-off continues. Let's see if the Fed does blink and shift policy, anything to try to stabilize these markets. But right now, the downtrend is very much in place. Ed, thank you, as always, for your time, buddy. We'll chat next week, and who knows, maybe we'll be talking about some gains, but seems like the trend, as I mentioned, still much lower. Thanks for your time, Ed. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thank you.